The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to NASCAR America at Home. Marty Sutter, Parker Kligerman, and Nate Ryan joining you here today. And I tell you what, Kyle Busch earned the Xfinity Series win at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, Parker. But the last 2 weeks, I mean, he's had to fight for the lead at the end of these races. Were you seeing Kyle dominate? Of course, he did not beat Chase Briscoe at Darlington. He does beat Austin Cindric, but he had to work for it. So are these kids getting better, Parker, or is Kyle just playing it nice and kind of making it fun for everybody else?
I don't think he's playing it nice, nor do I think he's backing down. I think you've definitely seen the Xfinity Series rise up. You're seeing, you know, the teams getting better about racing that 54 car, knowing what he's going to bring to the racetrack, that sort of thing. I saw, you know, with Ross when they had their little tussle early in the race and Kyle was a little, you know, annoyed with him, not letting him by. So he gives him the bumper and Ross didn't back down. And you saw that from so many guys taking a shot at him, you know, Austin Cindric going for it there. I mean, there was just so many different Xfinity Series regulars that, you know, look at as I think, you know, in some respects, it's a badge of honor, right? You can go up there and pass Kyle Busch or beat him. That is going to do great things for your career, great things for your stock within the sport. So people view that as an opportunity in some respects and not one where we used to look at and say he's sort of come down there and is picking on these guys. They're looking as a chance. I can go show what I can get done. But that was an insane race overall. That it just went all haywire. And I got to give a little shout out to the 10th place finisher, Marty, Ryan Snyder, who got my man got turned down the backstretch, right front knocked off, running fifth, and comes back to finish 10th. That was an awesome run for Myatt. Congratulations to him.
Well, thank you very much. And Myatt did a very nice job. I was very proud of his effort, especially after getting spun into the wall there late in the race. So, Nate, what's your take on Kyle and all these Xfinity Series wins? I mean, so he's at 97 now. He says at 100 he's going to quit. I mean, he's not going to quit Xfinity Series racing, is he?
He said it again last night, Marty. He said that he's looking to close it out after three more wins. I hope he doesn't because, you know, to Parker's point, there's a lot of people who don't like that he comes in here and sort of beats up on the less experienced, maybe less talented drivers of the Xfinity Series. But I love watching it. And I think Charlotte was a really good example of why, because he didn't have the best short run car, but he still had to get by these guys on short runs. And I think you especially saw that on the last restart with Austin Cindric and the masterful way in which Kyle Busch side drafted Cindric and beat him. Even though he controlled the lead on the restart, Cindric was able to pass him. And I think that, you know, what Parker says, right, it's a badge of honor for Cindric and for Ross Chastain to battle with them. But I think it's also a great example of Kyle Busch's brilliance that we get to watch him win these races, even though, you know, maybe none of these guys are on his level right now in terms of race car driving ability. It's still, I think, fun to watch because Kyle can do this, even sometimes when the odds are stacked against him, I think like they were on short runs in a short run race last night.
So Parker, let's take that a little bit further. As a guy who races occasionally against Kyle, you mentioned the badge of honor yourself. Is it really like, hey, I beat Kyle Busch? There's more merit to that maybe than just a regular win where you're racing just Xfinity Series regulars.
It's a great point, Marty, and there's no doubt about it. I can think back to some of the truck races the last couple of years I've gotten to race him head-to-head. And I look, you know, maybe I look at the results afterwards and I'm like, wow, I beat Kyle Busch. That's cool. Or, you know, or I know like, hey, we were one behind Kyle Busch. We're pretty much on it there, you know? So it's definitely a benchmark. It's a way to understand, you know, are you performing at the level you should be? And I hate to say, you know, the regulars in these series aren't there to that level, but it's just that what sport do you get the chance to have a guy who is literally the best in the sport right now, a champion two times over, and get a chance as a young up-and-coming developing driver or as a driver like myself that's sort of dipping in here and there to say, how do I stack up? And you get that chance without having to go to the top. So there's definitely, you know, some merit to that. And I believe wholeheartedly every driver in that field, when they get a chance to race him, you learn something, and you absolutely, if you're able to beat him, think, wow, I was on it that day or night because I beat the best.
Hey, Nate, Parker mentions Truck Series. So Kevin Harvick tweets out Tuesday morning, the bounty on Kyle Busch, still on. Kyle Busch won the last truck race he was in at Las Vegas. He is in the truck race Tuesday night at Charlotte Motor Speedway. But Chase Elliott, Brendan Poole, and also John Hunter Nemechek, they have a chance, if they can beat Kyle Busch, to get Kevin Harvick to donate $50,000 to a COVID relief effort in their name. Do they really have a chance? I mean, it's a one-off race for these guys, so it's not like they're a regular Truck Series driver. Can they beat Kyle Busch on Tuesday night at Charlotte?
I think the circumstances certainly have changed a lot, Marty, since the bounty was first put up and it was intended to be at Atlanta Motor Speedway. So certainly still a mile and a half track with Charlotte, but different circumstances, a little bit of a different driver lineup. But I thought it was great, Chase Elliott tweeting that Kevin Harvick putting this up and having it be for such a great charitable effort, and that if somebody's able to beat Kyle Busch, he will still donate that money to COVID-19 relief efforts in that driver's name. So Chase Elliott tweeted that, hey, we're still doing this for the right thing. And I think Chase Elliott's got a shot. I mean, why not? He's run well at Charlotte, obviously, over the past few days, and it's a truck race. Kyle Busch is always going to be a favorite in a truck race, but I could add a little bit of flavor to that Elliott Kyle Busch rivalry that we've seen budding the last week or so.
That's a great point, Parker. But I mean, hey, as a Truck Series guy on occasion in the last few years, Parker, how tough is it though for Chase Elliott just to hop in a truck? I mean, yes, he's Chase Elliott. Yes, he's almost won the last two cup races, but getting in a truck's a different game. I mean, could he beat Kyle Busch in a one-off effort here?
So it really is a different game. And the biggest probably detriment in, you know, to him winning against Kyle Busch is that you have Kyle, who not only obviously races in the series because he owns a team, but because he owns a team, he's involved over the last couple of years, even if it's just from a side, you know, angle a little bit, he's involved in the development of those trucks. He's involved in, you know, understanding where the setups are going and what's been going on within the Truck Series and what you need to do to make them faster over the course of a race and what's happening in those races. Chase isn't going to have that info, right? He's going to be leaning a little bit on just sort of experiencing it all firsthand really quickly. So although he's raced trucks and that sort of thing, I just don't think there's any sort of substitute for what Kyle has been able to experience over the last couple of years owning a team and driving in the series. So that's a tall order, no practice, no qualifying. If he does do it, that's awesome. But I'm just going to say it right now. If you do beat Kyle Busch in this situation, that's because they were off somehow and not because he maybe rose up.
Hey, Nate, real quick, this compacted schedule seems like it's perfect for Kyle Busch. I mean, he's raced everything he can race. I mean, he's in the Truck Series race on Tuesday night. He's got a cup race on Wednesday. I mean, is this set for Kyle Busch the way the schedule has been made and for him to climb into everything that's been available the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, seven races in 11 days. I think it perfectly suits Kyle Busch, Marty. And to Parker's point also, that Kyle Busch knows his team so well, that he owns this truck team. He's obviously worked with all the guys at Joe Gibbs Racing on the Xfinity and the Cup side as well. I think it's a little bit of an advantage over, say, the 600 winner. We heard Brad Keselowski say, a little bit difficult coming back from that break where he's working with a new crew chief this year. I don't think Kyle Busch runs into that at all with this current situation. I think just that just benefits even more the fact that he can just hop into anything and do really well.
Parker, Nate, thanks for joining us, and look forward to seeing you guys maybe later this week for NASCAR America at Home. Hey, check out the Dale Jr. Download. It moves to Wednesday this week. The guest, our own Kyle Petty, an interesting conversation between Petty and Earnhardt. You don't want to miss it. The Dale Jr. Download, Wednesday this week. We'll see you later this week for more NASCAR America at Home.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.